Kevin Fitzgerald looks and acts like any typical six-year-old. He's lively and engaging and likes to play with computers. But one thing that sets Kevin apart from the rest of his peers is that he doesn't speak. That's because Kevin has a severe case of developmental dyspraxia, a condition which makes it difficult for him to move his mouth and tongue. Like many children with speech difficulties, Kevin works with a specially trained therapist to develop his speech. But what's unique about Kevin's therapy is that part of his treatment involves working with a robot. Cosmobot, as it's called, looks like a mechanical doll with movable arms and legs. It is blue, about half a meter high, and has big eyes and a smiling mouth, facial features that kids find endearing.
To me, the important part of Cosmobot was that it engaged kids immediately.
Carol Samango-Sprouse is a certified neurodevelopmentalist who has been working with disabled children since 1982.
They were absolutely entranced. They would work harder and longer. And we saw it on the first day, first child, and every child was like that.
One of the reasons Cosmobot is such a successful therapy tool, says Samango-Sprouse, is that children think of it as a live person. They talk through the robot and use it to follow directions.
From the standpoint of therapy, you will get longer engagement, harder skills, and they will stay with you as long as you're willing to work.
Samango-Sprouse has been treating Kevin for 2 years. During this therapy session, Kevin holds Cosmobot in his lap and uses its movable arm to point to words on a chart.
Cosmos needs to find the word that says four. Good job. Can he say four? Four. Good talking. Pointing to words like he was doing today is not fun for Kevin. But the fact that he could use the robot to point to the words made it fun.
In addition to using the robot to talk, Kevin also likes to control its movements. By using a set of buttons that are attached to a computer, Kevin can make Cosmobot go forward, backward, or move around in circles.
Say, come. Good boy, call him again. Come here. Oh, perfect. Say it again, Kev. Come here. Good boy.
Samango-Sprouse says Cosmobot gives Kevin a sense of control. By using him as a compliant partner, she says, Kevin concentrates harder and follows directions better, which makes his therapy more effective.
So Cosmos, to me, gives Kevin planning capacity. He gives him independence because he can select with Cosmobot what he wants to do. And it gives me a vehicle to say, this is really hard. Cosmos really wants you to do it. Let's do it together. And he will work harder for it.
Kevin's mother, Patty Fitzgerald, says Cosmobot has made a positive impact on her son's social life as well.
When he's playing with his friends, he's a little bit gentler. He used to walk up and hit somebody on the arm to say hello. I don't see him doing that anymore. He's more apt to wave. And I think some of that comes from Cosmo just being quiet, and Cosmo is very simple, and Cosmo is steady and calm.
Now you say, blue.
Blue.
Good job. Now, can you do green? Green. Nice. And what's the word?
Red.
Good working. Nice talking. Slap me five. That was good talking.
The mastermind behind Cosmobot is Dr. Corinna Lathan. She founded Anthrotronics, an engineering research and development firm, 10 years ago.
I was really inspired to start the company by the children that we were working with, children with cerebral palsy, children with Down syndrome, autism, other types of developmental disabilities. And the inspiration was that the children's needs were not being met as well as they could have given the technology advances that we've seen over the years.
Lathan says children seem to respond to Cosmobot physically, socially, and cognitively.
They become friends with Cosmobot. Cosmobot is able to elicit behaviors that had been either considered very difficult to elicit or non-existent in children. Cosmobot has a tremendous impact on these kids within the therapy session.
Socially assistive robots like Cosmobot are still considered research tools, Corinna Lathan says, and are not used as much in the United States as they are in other countries. But she is optimistic that that will change, and Cosmobot will eventually be more accessible to children like Kevin. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.